Chandogya and Talavakara, both of the Upanishads starts with the same peace mantra. The meaning of this one, may I realize the all-pervading principle within me. With this, may my talk, my pranashakti, breathing, my eyesight, my hearing, all my limbs be infused with energy. With this elevated energy, may I approach a competent teacher to learn about the higher things in life. In this process, may I never become an arrogant person, may I never denounce the presence of all-pervading reality. May the all-pervading reality never forsake me. There should be good bonding exist between us. With this, may all the virtues mentioned in the scriptures, may they come and repose in me. May all the virtues mentioned in the scriptures, may they come and repose in me. Repeat after me. Om Apyayanto Mamangani Vakprana Chakshushrotram Athobalam Indriyani cha Sarvani Sarvam Brahmopanishadam Maham Brahmani Rakuriyam Mama Brahmani Rakarot Anirakaranam Astu Anirakaranam Me Astu Tadatmani Nirate Ya Upanishatsu Dharmaste Mayi Santu Te Mayi Santu Om Shanti Shanti Shanti
Om Shanti Shanti Shanti.
This term we have been covering Patanjali Yoga Sutra. Patanjali Yoga Sutra, the first chapter, Samadhipada, Yoga and its aims. We are covering that one. And the second sutra of Patanjali Yoga Sutra talks about what is yoga. Yoga chitta vritti nirodha. Yoga means having a stable mind, calm mind, serene mind is called as yoga. The definition of yoga is that one. And the serene mind, that is, we want to achieve yoga. But there are impediments to the path of yoga. Nine obstacles he talks about. Nine obstacles prevent us getting that yoga. The impediments we covered last week, Vyadi, Sthyana, Samshaya, Pramada, Alasya, Avirati, Bhranti Darshana, Alabdha Bhumikatva, Anavasthitani Tattvani, Chitta Vikshapste, Antarayaham. Antaraya means obstacles. Obstacles in our path. Vyadi, physical ailments. When I diagnosed with some physical ailments, some serious one, mind gets disturbed. Or depression, anxiety, mental problem. Physical problem, sthyana, mental problem, samshaya, no confidence. Everything is doubting. No belief in teacher, no belief in the scriptures. Doubting personality, has a disturbed personality. Samshaya, pramada, taking the wrong course of action. Alasya, laziness. It's no interest in getting up. Alasya, pramada, alasya, avirati. Too much of socializing. Always partying. Wherever party is there, I want to be there. Too much of partying. It disturbs the serenity of the mind. Pramada, alasya, avirati. Bhranti darshana, hallucination. If someone is talking between them, then I think they are talking against me. Starting visualizing things. Hallucination, bhranti darshana, alabdha bhumikatva. Practice for a while and give up. I think it is not for me. Giving up. Anavasthitani tattvani. No firm foundation. Practice is not based on a firm foundation. Very weak foundation. No concept behind the practice. Not understanding why I am practicing. Not interested in theory. And some people in my yoga class also, they say, I'm not interested in theory. I just want to do asana and go. And they no interest in the concept behind that one. Anavasthitani tattvani. These are them, these things, chitta vikshapte antarayan. These disturbs the mind. So what is the solution? Patanjali says, one is Maitri, Karuna, Mudita, Upekshana, Sukha, ದುಃಖ ಪುಣ್ಯ ಅಪುಣ್ಯ ವಿಷಯಾಣಂ ಭಾವನಾರ್ಥ ಚಿತ್ತ ಪ್ರಸಾದನ. ದಿಸ್ ಹಿ ಟಾಕ್ಸ್ ಅಬೌಟ್ ದ ಹೌ ವೆನ್ ಐ ಆಮ್ ಡೀಲಿಂಗ್ ವಿತ್ ಔಟರ್ ವರ್ಲ್ಡ್ ಹೌ ಟು ರಿಗೇನ್ ಯುವರ್ ಪೀಸ್. ಒನ್ ಈಸ್ ಡೆವಲಪ್ ಫ್ರೆಂಡ್ಶಿಪ್ ವಿತ್ ದ ಪೀಪಲ್ ಹೂ ಆರ್ ಆಲ್ವೇಸ್ ಪಾಸಿಟಿವ್ ಇನ್ ದೇರ್ ಲೈಫ್, ನಾಟ್ ಎ ನೆಗೆಟಿವ್ ಪೀಪಲ್, ನಾಟ್ ಕ್ರಿಟಿಸೈಸಿಂಗ್ ಎವ್ರಿಥಿಂಗ್. ಒನ್ ಈಸ್ ಬಬ್ಲಿಂಗ್ ವಿತ್ ಎನರ್ಜಿ, ಆಲ್ವೇಸ್ ಪಾಸಿಟಿವ್, ಮೇಕ್ ದೋಸ್ ಆಸ್ ಯುವರ್ ಫ್ರೆಂಡ್ಸ್, ನಾಟ್ ದ ಒನ್ಸ್ ಹೂ ಇಸ್ ಆಲ್ವೇಸ್ ಕ್ರಿಟಿಕಲ್ ಆಫ್ ಎವ್ರಿಥಿಂಗ್. ನಾಟ್ ಆಲ್ವೇಸ್ ಒನ್ ಹೂ ಇಸ್ ಆಲ್ವೇಸ್ ನೆಗೆಟಿವ್. ಇಟ್ಸ್ ಒನ್ ಯು ಆಲ್ವೇಸ್ ಗ್ರಂಪಿ ಫೇಸ್, ಸ್ಟೇ ಅವೇ ಫ್ರಮ್ ದ್ಯಾಟ್ ಒನ್. ಒನ್ ಹೂ ಇಸ್ ಆಲ್ವೇಸ್ ಚೇರ್ಫುಲ್, ಮೇಕ್ ಫ್ರೆಂಡ್ಶಿಪ್ ವಿತ್ ದ್ಯಾಟ್ ಪರ್ಸನ್. ಮೈತ್ರಿ ಕರುಣ, ಬಿ ಕಂಪ್ಯಾಷನೇಟ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಸ್ಟ್ರೆಚ್ ಯುವರ್ ಹೆಲ್ಪಿಂಗ್ ಹ್ಯಾಂಡ್ ವೇರ್ ಎವರ್ ಯು ಕ್ಯಾನ್. ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ವೆನ್ ಯು ಡೂ ಸಮ್ ಗುಡ್ ವರ್ಕ್, ಹೆಲ್ಪ್ ಔಟ್ ಸಮ್ ಒನ್, ಡೋಂಟ್ ಟೆಲ್ ಎವ್ರಿ ಒನ್ ದ್ಯಾಟ್ ಐ ಡಿಡ್ ಸಚ್ ಎ ಥಿಂಗ್ ಫಾರ್ ದ್ಯಾಟ್ ಪರ್ಸನ್, ಬಿಕಾಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಮೀ ದ್ಯಾಟ್ ಪರ್ಸನ್ ಈಸ್ ವಾಟ್ ಹೀಸ್ ಅವರ್ ಶೀಸ್. ವೆನ್ ಯು ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಡನ್ ಇಟ್ ಇಸ್ ನಾಟ್ ಫಾರ್ ಪಬ್ಲಿಕ್ ಟು ನೋ. ಇಟ್ಸ್ ಮೈತ್ರಿ ಕರುಣ, ಟೇಕ್ ಡಿಲೈಟ್ ಇನ್ ವಾಟ್ ಎವರ್ ಗುಡ್ ಈಸ್ ಹ್ಯಾಪನಿಂಗ್, ಬಿ ಪಾರ್ಟ್ ಆಫ್ ದ್ಯಾಟ್ ಒನ್. It calms your mind. Upekshana, if anyone is criticizing you, ridiculing you, and negative against you, don't pay attention to that one. Don't go into argument with those people. Stay away from that one. This helps you to maintain your serenity. When you are dealing with the society, that is one way of calming your mind. And what about any other ways are there? Patanjali says, through the breath. Whenever you are stressed, anxiety, going through the stress and mind is disturbed, and prachardhana vidharanabhyam va pranasya, forceful exhalation and inhalation, like kapalabhati or bastrika, do that one. Doing that one, forceful exhalation and inhalation, helps you to calm your mind. One is dealing with the outer society, one is in the breath level. Is there anything? And it says meditation. Vishokava jyotishmatihi. Contemplate on your inner light. Light within. Contemplate on that one. When you start going within, mind calms down. If you are only swimming on the surface of the ocean, surface of the ocean is always disturbed. One way after the another. Always disturbed. If you are only superficial person, only see things as it is, no time to reflect, that person is like on a boat, goes up and down. Once you start going within, like in the ocean, when you start going deeper in the ocean, you discover the serenity. Towards the ground of the ocean, basement of the ocean, is very still, very calm. As it comes up, that it becomes agitated. Try to go in, discover the stillness within. Vishokava jyotishmati. Three ways. One is society when you are dealing with. One is breathing. And make a meditation a habit. And how long I have to do? Is it one term yoga or 1 year yoga? Is it enough? And Patanjali says, it's abhyasa vairagyam tannirodaha. You have to do practice, abhyasa. Don't give up the practice. It is abhyasa and vairagya. It's not attached to the outcome. Practice. Bhagavad Gita says, Arjuna also says in the Bhagavad Gita, O Krishna, what you say is very good, but very difficult to do. And Sri Krishna says, yes, what you say is right, very difficult, but abhyasena tu kaunteya vairagyena cha grihyate. There is no other bypass, no shortcut. Practice with the not depending on the outcome. Abhyasa and vairagya. Through that one you can master it. Sri Krishna says, Patanjali also says that one. Practice, don't give up. Perseverance. And how long I have to do this one? And Patanjali says, Satu Dirgakala Nairantara Satkara Sevito Dridabhumi. Dirgakala. It is not one term, one year practice. 10 years. It says as to full lifetime. Lives to come, you have to practice. It is commitment. Commitment for the lifespan. Dheerga kala. There is no winter. It may be raining or snowing or hot summer or winter break or Christmas break. Long weekend. No break. Nirantara. It's how we have to do that one. That type of conviction should be there. However difficult, it's a long weekend, Christmas break, 3 month holiday, 2 months holiday, I'm going on a vacation, no break. You can't give up your practice. Satu dhirga kala nairantara satkaram. As I'm on the journey to realize the highest. For that one, ambitious attempt is required. Satkaro sevito dridabhumihim. Established, firmly established, why I'm doing, why I'm practicing this one. Firmly established in the concept, and I'm practicing to get the highest. For that, simple effort, ordinary effort, trivial effort, occasional effort, it won't be enough. It's a full involvement is required, and for those people who can commit for that one, they, for those people, Sri Krishna says, it is easy to do that. That for those people, it is easy. For others, occasional practitioners, it may be very difficult. And for that one, Sri Krishna says, don't give up hope. That don't give up hope that I am at your back. I will support you. If you are committed, if you take one step, I will take two steps. Commitment is required. This is the practice, this is the path of sadhana, and we'll touch upon this one further next week. Thank you. Lie down on your back.